Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jessie Ann Nichols George. Jessie Ann is a coding interpreter who has authored 4 books on her own and is a collaborator on the international multiple times bestseller in multiple categories entitled Embraced by the Divine, The Emerging Woman's Gateway to Power, Passion, and Purpose. Her work is founded in the principles of compassion and how to use it to bring joy to all areas of life so that you can live your passion and manifest a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Her work also encompasses the divine flow and interaction of the masculine and feminine principles in life and relationships. Jessie Ann hosts her own international radio show, The Code Connection, has created the Genesis Clearing Statement, and is a traveling presenter. As a coding interpreter, she helps people understand the flow of their energy in this world and how to bring that into divine alignment, using that flow in a limitless way throughout every area of their lives. Her work utilizes approximately 34 years of experience teaching and working with clients, blending Eastern and Western philosophies through over 50 different modalities. She is a 13-plus generation spiritual healer, energy tuner, life, relationship, spiritual, and wellness coach, holistic and natural lifestyle advisor. She's also a 13th-plus generation druidic practitioner, honoring and appreciating the harmony of all things. I'm going to give you her website, so please get your pens and papers ready, because for those of you who we can't get to tonight, we're going to be doing a combination dialogue show and a call-in show. So you'll want to get in touch with her if you want to do some work with her, which I highly recommend. I did it, and I got like a 30 or 40 page report, really lots of specific, amazing information. So here's her website. It's www.jessieannicholsgeorge1.com. Now, Jessie is spelled J-E-S-S-E. Ann is A-N-N Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, George, like the man's name, 1.com. Jessie Ann Nichols George. And if any of you didn't get that, please ask me when I bring you on the line. We'll try to get to as many of you as we can, but we won't be able to get to everybody. There are just too many callers. So be patient with me, and we'll hope to talk to you, as many of you as we can. So let me welcome Jessie Ann. And Jessie Ann, I didn't get to ask you how you are tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me back on the show, David. It's really, really a pleasure to be here. I just always enjoy my time with you. And I was listening in, and I want to do a little bit of correction on the website. I actually have a new website up, but the address that you gave will get people to my website. It will forward right in. The new website is compassioncodes.com. So much simpler.
Yes, it is. Much simpler. Okay, folks, you got that? CompassionCodes.com. Well, let's talk a little bit up front about what your code work is all about, because some people have asked me and I've tried to explain it, and it's really quite involved. So I'm going to put the question to you, and maybe you can help illuminate some of the callers that are curious.
You bet, absolutely. I know, because it's a new kind of terminology for a lot of people. It's not something that they've heard or are familiar with. And in a way, that's a good thing, because it's something that has come to me, and I'm going to share a little bit in this show how that came to me, which I haven't shared in previous shows. So if you have people that are listening in that have heard me before, they're not going to get the same information tonight. So this is going to be great. Code, basically, as a code interpreter or a coding interpreter, what I'm doing is I am able to go in and basically see the truth of anything and everything in the world. So I can go in and I can look at the energy patterns of how things flow. And my work is actually blending about 50 plus different modalities in what I do. And yet I use none of those things, like, yes, there's little pieces of numerology and things like, but I don't use any of them in the traditional ways. And this is something that kind of unfolded to me over time, because I was doing some work with names. I was doing some work with, taking different pieces like that were coming to me. And so you got to work with names, people's names. And all the people I knew that were doing that type of work, it just wasn't clicking in for me. Like, they do phenomenal work with the way they do things, but it wasn't coming together for me personally. And, and I thought, okay, then I don't have the right formula for me to work with. And so I kept having these different things come up, and I had somebody contact me to do some work on missing person cases. And what it does is, with the coding interpreter work, is we can look at our interactions between anything. So we all operate on a vibrational pattern, and there's 52 basic patterns, and then there's all kinds of layers to those patterns, which is why we get this kind of very unique individual blueprint. And that's why you can take, for example, two people born on the very same day in the same place at the same time, basically, but they're very, very different people. And so it goes into these more depths. It goes into how we cycle through life. It goes into how we function in the world, basically. But in addition to that, I can also pinpoint different places and times and people in those places and actually take a look and say, well, you know, what's most likely to happen with this interaction of energies? And are they compatible? Are they not compatible? How do they flow together? So when this work started unfolding for me, not quite 2.5 years ago, I was in a huge transition period, and I wish I had this information when I started that transition, because it would have made it so much easier. But I had a point where I was doing a lot of shifting, and I was having to make some big decisions, because I was living in southern Utah, and I had gone there to be closer to my mom later in her life, and they had moved there due to medical conditions for my sister and to give her a better life and things like that. And, you know, so no traditional reasons like belief systems or anything did they move there for, but I had been there, and things were just kind of taking a challenging turn at that point. And I had to make a decision at that point whether I was going to try to find a way to stay there or whether I was going to go on the road with my work. And it was a hard decision, because I moved there to be closer to my mom in her later years. But then here I was having to make this decision to leave when she was right at the end of her life. And right as I'm in the midst of all this chaos going on, I go out to do some prayer work on this creek. And out of nowhere comes this little cat. And I'm like, no, certainly I didn't see what I thought I saw. It's somebody's chihuahua. They, you know, let it out from their camper or something like that, right? And, you know, I go on with my work. And then eventually what happens is I rescue this cat from going over a waterfall out on the creek. And so I'm like, I can't leave her out here. You know, she's starving to death, you know, all these things. So I put her in my car. Of course, all the vet's offices closed down right before that. You know, I have to rush her down, get her this treatment, get her hydrated. They said she's probably not going to make it. Well, she did. I knew she wanted to live. And I'm sitting there thinking the last thing I need is a cat, because here I am going out of a 2,400-square-foot home into a 24-square-foot vehicle, and I'm going to tour the U.S. Taking a cat is the last thing on my mind in the midst of all of this. And so it ends up, we hit the road and we start traveling around the U.S. and she just, you know, wins the hearts of people everywhere. This cat, literally an ant walks in front of her, a bird could fly in front of her face, she wouldn't touch it. It was just amazing. She had so much compassion, which of course was the foundation of my work. And in this journey, in this process, what I didn't realize was she was teaching me this whole aspect of codes. She was unfolding this information to me. And during the last few months that I had her, I had done this work on missing persons cases, and they were coming back to me saying, where did you get this information? And I said, well, you know, to me it's just clear as day. You gave me a name, and I, you know, I told you what was going on. I could read the crime, because of the interaction of these people and these dates and times and things like that. And they go, no, you don't understand. That information wasn't not only released to the public, but that wasn't even released to everybody internally. So do you want to tell us where you got the information? Mm. And so I knew I was on to something, and I still hadn't completely unfolded it. And we had continued to journey. We made 1.5 trips around the U.S., eventually, unfortunately, she passed away from kidney failure. It turned out she was almost 13 years old when she passed. So I got her at a much older age in time. And as I was doing this, reflecting on our time together, because I was just devastated. And, you know, here I was on the road, my lifeline that had been with me, hiking trails all day long, making friends all over the United States. She made friends with bikers. She had standing reservations at restaurants in New Jersey. I mean, she just won hearts everywhere. And, you know, here she was gone. I'm, you know, in this position. My mom's getting close to passing. She's wanting me to go home, and I have no way to go home to see her. And I start doing all this reflecting work, and I realized that every emotion this cat had, every response that she had to a place that we were or the environment that we were in, she was explaining the codes to me in her own way. And as I started going back and looking at all my codes, I started understanding this whole system just poured out to me. And I've been working with them ever since. I've been changing my own life. I've been shifting my own name. I shifted a slight variation of my name from Jesse Ann to Jesse On. Dropped one letter in my name, totally changed my life. And getting ready to do some major shifts and changes. And in this whole time, I've been based. I kind of based myself for a little over a year now. It'll be about a year and a half come the end of the year. And I'm getting ready to shift again. I'm in the process now of doing work with caves and using the code interpretation in relation to caves and how that unfolds our true nature and our divine natural self, and also opening a grid of compassion. So I have her to thank, actually, for this whole system, my dear friend, Orly.
Oh, what a sweet story. Well, you know, we do have a lot of callers on the line, and I'd like to combine taking calls with talking with you some more. Would you be open to going to the phone lines and also maybe we're not going to be able to spend a lot of time with each caller, but maybe you could give them some guidelines on what it is that they can ask you about so that they have a clear understanding of what that might be.
I'm pretty open. In some ways, there's only so much I can get into on the air just to let people know, because to give a full comprehensive answer on something, I really would have to unfold their codes, which is rather time-consuming to do. But they're welcome to pretty much ask anything that they want. I'm pretty open.
Okay, very good. Well, I've identified several of the callers here. The first one is Donna. And Donna, you're live on the air with Jesse Ann.
Thank you, Jesse Ann. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you need my first name, middle, and last, or just the first name?
It's up to you how much you want to provide.
Okay, my name is Donna Mary Heath, H-E-A-T-H.
H-E-A-T-H, Donna Mary
right.
Heath. Okay.
Yes. And I just wanted to know, go on, sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, go ahead and let me know what you are looking to know.
I pretty much want to know about relationship coming in and perhaps more prosperity down the line in my life.
Okay. Let's see here. And, Donna, do you feel like sharing your birthday at all?
Sure. It's April 22nd, 1954.
Okay. April 22nd. That's a great day in there. And I'm just taking a brief look in here. You know, you have some very powerful energy in your sphere. And one thing that is tough for you in relationships is bridging that earthly world and that spiritual world, because
mm-hmm.
you can tend to be very ethereal with people. You can tend to, you know, sometimes they worry about you because you can, in their eyes, operate on so much trust and so much faith. And that's a little scary sometimes for people that need to have a lot of precise calculations or that need to really know what's going on before the 11th and a half hour. And that's normally when things will oftentimes come through for you in the more material world. But you have this very powerful energy that guides and directs. It's got a little bit of a leadership energy in there. But the thing about you is all the way through your energy pattern is a very, very purpose focused. You don't do anything unless in the outer world unless you've deeply thought about it in the inner world. You don't do anything really unless there is a purpose to it. You don't do things just for the sake of doing them or enter a relationship for the sake of being in a relationship. So that's a very interesting piece in there. Now, right now you're in an aspect that is very, very favorable for love. So with you being open to that, you know, you're dealing with what I would refer to as very similar to Venus energy. It's an immortal love. You have the potential this year to meet a soulmate. You have the potential to draw that relationship in this year and to activate that energy up. I think right now you're laying a lot of foundations. I can see some prosperity will probably be unfolding for you starting in about a year and a half, between a year and a half and 2.5 years, that's when you're going to see a little more open in the material, prosperous side.
Oh, great. Wow. That's wonderful. Well, I look forward to all these good things happening in my life. And yes, very nice.
Just
well,
keep
you.
The balance. Make sure you ground. You need to ground.
You know, I walk at the ocean every day. I walk in the water for an hour, and I meditate every day for 45 minutes to ground myself. Is that grounding?
Yes. Those things all help. The ocean is great. Bare feet on the sand, absolutely
yes.
Wonderful for grounding energy, for restoring balance. The ocean waves are great for restoring our natural cycles and rhythms. And, you know, here again, make sure when you are connecting with somebody, you've got to have somebody with some depth, but they've also
yes.
got to be able to give you your personal space.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you're so right. Yeah. Yeah, I've had a problem
yeah.
with that before in relationships. Yeah, where I haven't had my own space, per se. Yes.
Well, and the reason for that is you oftentimes can kind of draw, I would say, a little bit to that stray puppy because you're very good at connecting people and you want to bring a lot of people together. And, you know, you have this very humanitarian energy that draws in that stray puppy energy. And so, you know, but oftentimes that stray puppy energy isn't strong enough for an enduring relationship. It oftentimes comes with a lot of baggage and a lot of drama.
Mm, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, well, I'm so looking forward to my soulmate. Yeah, you know, I never married in my life, and I'm, 62 now? And, yeah, I'd like to have that special love connection, definitely.
You're in a good
yeah.
flow for it this year, so it's a great time
okay.
to make that connection.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, thank you, Jesse Ann. I really appreciate this, and it's been wonderful, and I'm going to check out your website at
CompassionCodes.com.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Donna. God bless.
God bless you, David.
Thank you. Our next caller is Julia. And Julia, you're live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, Julia. It's great to talk with you. What can I help you with or get you some insight on?
Well, I've gone through a lot of transitions, and I'm basically in the process of getting ready to relocate, which means, you know, looking for a place to live and finding employment. But I have some resistance because it's like my self-esteem and my self-assurance and just, you know, that core strength, inner strength, just kind of at a low level. So I'm just kind of feeling like, oh my gosh, can I do this? You know, starting over at midlife is just, so I need to bolster that inner self-confidence and inner strength and inner resilience. So
Julia, is your legal name Julia or is it Julianne?
J-U-L-I-A, Julia.
Okay. Julia.
And it's September 16th, 1961.
Okay. Okay. You're working through a lot of different things. And, you know, here again, I can't get too in-depth here, but one of the things that I see about you is you run a little bit on the victim pattern in the outer world. So you have to be a little careful of that. And the reason that you do that is you have a tendency to really stress and to really worry about things when it comes to the outer realms. I think if you get more connected with the spiritual realms, you don't worry about it. If it's a spiritual thing, a process thing, you're fine. You know, you can go, I'll just turn that over to the divine. But when it comes to these earthly things, these transitions, these moves, these shifts, these changes, you know, what happens is oftentimes when it comes to that outer world, as we would say, which is our, you know, our work, our living spaces and interacting with the world, you've been placed where oftentimes your needs have gotten pushed aside. What was good for you got pushed aside, and you, I would say, did a lot of sacrificing for other people, or other people stepped in, took charge, and kind of overpowered you. And so it sets up this energy of worrying. It sets up this energy of stress or anxiety for you. So that's a natural energy pattern for you on one hand. And the key around that, and like you said, that it wears on your confidence. It definitely does. But the key around that is you have to learn how to step out of that pattern and give yourself as much priority as anybody else. Now, what I see is you're going through a year right now that you just started, your personal year, which you just started, and this year is all about lessons learned. So in this year for you, you're going to see how far you've grown, how far you've come, how much strength you really have. You're going to get in contact with some of that personal strength that's going to help you make this shift and this transition. Now, as you're making it, because you're going to be entering next year, you know, in about a year from now, in some energy that maybe it's going to isolate you a little bit. And when I say that, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means it's about you functioning on your own. So you need to not rely on other people so much for advice. You know, don't let them sway you out of what you want to do. But you're also going to need to balance that with just basic practicality. You know, just sticking more to the needs than the wants. For example, sticking within your budget. If you have $30,000 to spend on a place, don't go and get something that's going to require $60,000. At least, you know, not during that time. That's just an example. You want to err on the side of caution. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to get all these lessons learned coming through in this personal year for you. And then next year, as next year rolls around, you're going to get a lot of introspective. You're going to be gaining a lot of strength. And it's going to be a very introspective time. And then you're going to hit a really blossoming sort of period. But right now, your biggest things are, what do you need? It's about you making your own decisions and, you know, sticking with that, gaining your own strength right now.
Okay.
This is a good year to make a transition. If you're going to make a shift, if you're going to make a change like what you're talking about, a change of location, a change of residence, this is a really good year to do it.
Good. That's a good thing. Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your guidance and your assistance. And thank you, David, for taking my call.
You're welcome, Julia. God bless, hon.
God bless.
Thank you. Our next caller is Annette. And Annette, you're live.
Hi. Hi, Jesse.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Annette.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. My birth name is Gwendolyn, and my birthday is April
2nd, 1964. Okay. Gwendolyn, G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N?
Yes.
Okay. And what are we looking at for you tonight?
Well, there is a gentleman that has entered my life. It's been a very long time for me in regards to love and relationships. A lot of fear is coming up in regards to this, and I don't want to hinder any type of growth with my friend.
Okay. Annette, let me ask you something. Why did you shift to using Annette from Gwendolyn?
Well, I think I was always called Annette growing up, and Annette's my middle name.
Okay.
And Gwendolyn is Gwendolyn Annette.
Okay. Good to know on this. you know, there's two things. Using your first and your middle name together is far more powerful. Or simply using your original first name. is far more powerful. It's very interesting, and I'm always intrigued why people go to a certain direction or not. And I'll tell you why, because the more you use a net, the more your trust issues come up. Now, you tend to get victory when you're able to trust, but what happens with you when you're using a net is you start off, you've chosen something wisely, you used good wisdom to get something started, but then it's like there's this stagnation that happens. It's like this kind of standstill, this halting that goes on, and that pause in things with you triggers all of your trust issues.
Yes.
When you have faith and you trust, you get these victories, but then you get scared at the victories. You get your trust issues triggered again. And it's like, well, could it really be this good or not be this good? And that's where you can self-sabotage or self-empower.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when we look at the energy of Gwendolyn, we have so many other things, because when you go by Gwendolyn, what happens is you initiate things with being a gift to the world.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is far more powerful, and you don't have all the trust issues involved in that. What you actually do when you use Gwendolyn is you activate your healing and your prosperity energy.
That is, oh my gosh, you're hitting the nail on the head. I never connected. Annette, that is, oh my gosh.
So you probably had some very powerful people around you growing up that didn't want your full power out. And that may not have been a conscious thing, but it was a way of people holding dominance or the master energy over you.
Yes.
So you need to think about maybe reclaiming Gwendolyn for your energy pattern, because it is a beautiful, beautiful pattern in there. And then, you know, the year that you're on right now, you have highly magnetic energy. Your personal year, which runs, I should mention when I'm talking about these years, it runs from your birthday to your birthday. And as a matter of fact, I'm just getting ready to start my personal year in about a week here. So I'm under a lot of transition right now, too, which is really cool. Now, you are getting ready to start. You're in a very magnetic cycle, so it's natural that you would draw somebody in. But with that magnetic energy, it's a time where you can really put yourself out there in a way that is very charismatic. And yet, at the same time, there's almost this sort of, I don't want to scare you, but dark energy around it. Almost like, can I manage this? Can I keep a hold on this? You know, is the passion too much, for example, and is the passion overpowering what I'm really looking for in a relationship?
You're right on.
So what you're going to have to do is maybe make some of these shifts, and it would be interesting if you shifted over to the name Gwendolyn and see where that goes, because after this personal year, starting your birthday again, you're going to hit a year that's going to be a couple of different directions. It can be, it's going to transform everything one way or another. Okay, this is a year where you may see some, you know, people pass in your life. It's a year where there is going to be adjustments that are going to be major shifts and changes on a spiritual level. So that means this relationship is in the, going to, for a year, undergo a huge transformation. Now, that can either be like the phoenix and, you know, re-blossom into this amazing thing, or... that could end the relationship.
Okay.
And, you know, I mention these polarities because how we choose to operate and function makes the difference. If you operate under the trust issues, this relationship will end. If you shift into your own healing power, your own gift energy, if you use this as a transformational time to say, great, we've got the chemistry, now let's build the deeper spiritual roots. And spend a year building those spiritual roots. Now what you can do is by the time you hit your birthday in about a year and a half, okay, we're talking 2018, what's going to happen is you're going to find out whether that is your immortal love at that time.
Okay. Okay.
But part of this is going to see that, and this is one of those things where immortal love, it's an energy, okay? That soul love is an energy.
True.
And
mm-hmm.
it comes through and it manifests through people, and mm-hmm. then we have to take a look and go, okay, it's got to go through a couple of these processes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are meeting that immortal love from our immortal love self,
mm-hmm.
then we can see through those processes, and that's where it opens up that door. And if we are not, and we're holding on to, say, like our trust issues and
mm-hmm.
our victim patterns or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
then that's got to leave, and then it'll come back again through somebody else.
Right. That's true. Wow. What you're seeing is just resonating really deeply with me because, again, with my name, because with Annette, there was a lot of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Lots of deception with Annette.
Yes, yes.
A lot of deception, not being able to trust people.
Yes, yes. But I do use Gwen. I do use Gwen.
Mm-hmm. When you use Gwen, do you spell it G-W-E-N?
Yes.
Okay, and that is also very powerful for you.
Yes.
So that also holds it, that your real power. And if you use Gwendolyn Annette, again, you
mm-hmm.
also if you need to activate any leadership energy for
mm-hmm.
yourself,
mm-hmm.
where, say,
mm-hmm.
you have to, manage a group of people or something like that,
mm-hmm.
go
mm-hmm.
ahead and use Gwendolyn Annette.
Gwendolyn Annette, okay. Okay.
That will activate
that
energy up. Or you can go to Gwen. Gwen is a very successful energy, but if you actually have to manage a group of people, it actually, I would use the Gwendolyn Annette.
Gwendolyn Annette, okay. This is so beautiful. Wow. I love this. I absolutely love this.
We all have these beautiful flows, and, so many times we don't even realize we're self-sabotaging by cutting our names off or, not using certain energy. Or like you, we get into these patterns, and that was part
mm-hmm.
of my shifting my middle name recently because I was held, my family gave me a name. They wanted to hold me in that victim pattern, and it wasn't necessarily conscious. It was part of
mm-hmm.
the family name and, all well-intentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But it also really affected my power.
Yes, yes.
So
you hit the nail on the head in regards to power. You just hit the nail on the head because I could feel for me and this magnetic, charismatic energy, I'm feeling that and I'm seeing that around me. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just, and it's drawing, like you said, it's drawing like really, it's drawing really beautiful people, but I know that there's a flip side to it. It's also drawing in the dark, too. I'm sorry,
and
go
you're
ahead.
Holding the power right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very careful what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Because what you say, people will follow right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've noticed that, too, and I'm like, wow, I need to really be conscious of what I say.
Yep.
Because I could see that it can either help people or it cannot help people. And I see that.
Yes.
And I've seen it before. And I'm like, I got to be really careful. Very, very careful.
And this energy is a test of how you're, if you're going to use your power wisely or abuse it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So I have to really be conscious of this. And I don't want to abuse it in any way. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stay in a space of love and compassion.
So doing that, I would suggest using Gwendolyn, particularly
Gwendolyn,
more this year because it's going to keep you in your gift energy.
Okay, Gwendolyn, okay. I like. Well, that's my full name anyway, is Gwendolyn.
Uh-huh.
So I'm
going
to actually start, I'm going to start using Gwendolyn.
Yeah.
And I like
well, Gwendolyn,
to say that,
I...
when you're leading people, use Gwendolyn Annette. I love it. I love it. I'm sorry. I can sit here and talk with her all night, but I don't want to be selfish.
Yes. But we do need to move on. So
yes,
I'm glad that you had some
thank
illumination.
You.
Right.
Yes. Thank you so much. Many, many blessings to you both.
Thank you.
You too, and
thank you.
Gwendolyn.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good night. You know, it's interesting what Gwendolyn was saying, and, of course, very interesting what you were saying, but when she was talking about being very careful about what she says, doesn't that apply to us all?
Definitely it does, David. And, you know, these are the things that we want to stop and think about, because the power of how we are, and especially when we're in those cycles of wielding a lot of power over people, and we're the ones that are guiding or directing the energy at that time, you know, whether we are a benevolent, generous leader or whether we are a tyrant ruler is up to us. The energy is basically the same. It's just how we use it. And, you know, when we go to that more tyrant side, that more revengeful side of things, we're only setting ourselves up for more challenges or lessons to be learned in life.
Yeah.
When we stop and go, wow, I have this influence, and I've run across that recently since I've been based in Sioux Falls, where I didn't even realize how much I was impacting people. And, you know, I've had people come to me recently and they go, your light just shines so brightly. I don't think there's anybody in this world you don't get along with. And it took me back, because
isn't
that
nice?
Was not my younger self. I mean, I've carried the light, but I've not always been in that place where
so many
different people connected with me. And I realized that my mood every time I come around these people has changed them. It's turned them around to where everybody smiles when they see me. And this is what I experienced when I traveled with Orly. And it's one of the many lessons that I got with traveling with her is how she was, her temperament with people, her behavior with people changed these lives in powerful ways. And I said, man, if ever I could model something or somebody, that would be it. And every day I wake up and try to live principles and how she sparked this light in people. And
isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's such a gift.
Sounds like
so,
it was a light
like
of love and a light of love and compassion.
Yes. And even when we're in the challenging periods and not in that leadership role, and say we're in those victim patterns, we're in a very stressful, anxiety-ridden year or something like that, how we handle that stress and anxiety is up to us. We can take that and take hold and, you know, use that to make ourselves strong, to use ourselves to transform, you know, from those situations. Or we can wallow in that misery. The choice is ours, but the energy pattern's the same.
Well, I think that's an important point you make, and it's that word choice. We always have a choice in every given situation, and it's so important for us to recognize that we create our own power when we make a choice for the better and choose the positive and that which is loving and compassionate.
Absolutely. And usually when I'm confused about something or I'm not sure about something, you know, I stop and say, how would my soul self operate? What does my soul self want to do? And what is my soul's choice? Always clear. It's always
beautiful.
Clear.
Well, let's go back to the call lines. We're only going to be able to get to three more of you, so unfortunately, I won't be able to get to everybody that I talked to. My apologies. But we have Allison next, and she's waiting for quite a while. Allison, you're live.
Hi, David. Thank you. And hi, Jesse. I'm loving your show. It's very informative. It's fascinating.
Hi, Allison. It's great to meet you. Can you spell your first name for me?
Yes. A-L-I-S-O-N.
Okay. So just one L in there.
Yeah, everyone has spelled it my entire life. They put two, okay. two in there. So, and my birthday is March 15, 1957.
Okay. Great. And what are we taking a look at with you?
Getting back on purpose with my work and financial prosperity that goes with that.
Okay. So, you know, one thing about you, Allison, in the outer world is I think overall people really love you. You do have this kind of old soul healing kind of energy. You have this ability to not get too wrapped up in other people's stuff in the world and to kind of keep a focus on yourself. But sometimes you have to stop and pause because sometimes you're giving to people. And if you don't stop and pause, you don't make that connection to yourself. When you make that connection for yourself and you get self-focused, and I mean self-focused as opposed to selfish and caring about people, then you can prosper, and then you do well. So you have to constantly be keeping that connection. That's one thing that's very important for you. You are another purpose-focused person. You do things with principle. There has to be a principle. There has to be a value behind what you're doing. If you're not a person who can just go in and work the average mundane job that's very, very repetitive, that doesn't necessarily work for you. Right now you're in a period of balancing and trying to find the balance between the material and spiritual worlds. So you're on that pattern, which a lot of people run across this pattern at various points in their life. I live under this pattern as one of my patterns. And it can be challenging because what happens is oftentimes we fall into these positions where money falls out in this code pattern and we're forced to work a lot. And it makes us feel like I can't take time for myself. I can't balance. I don't have time left over for meditation or spiritual purposes or socializing or whatever it is. And so it's very, very important when you're under these periods that even if it's a 5-minute period at the beginning and the end of your day, even if you take 10 minutes to lay in bed before you get up and just tune in to saying, hey, I'm going to have a really amazing day and I'm going to create an amazing day. And even if it's 5 or 10 minutes as you're falling asleep at night that says, I am so grateful for these experiences. It can be that simple in creating the balance point. So you're all about finding that balance and weighing out and saying, how important is my spiritual life? How important is my time alone? And maybe there's some things I want to pare back in the material world so that I can have that balance. So those are some things that you're working through this personal year. Now, as you enter the next year, you will enter a cycle of prosperity. You're gonna hit a little abundance bump, as we like to say, that's going to open some doors in there. But you don't want to get too careless on the fun side. Remember your lessons of balance from this year, because you're going to need, you know, you're going to be a little up and down. You're going to have this prosperity material world pop, and then you're going to be back to your purpose focus. So your own personal energy is going to get real magnified. Then you're going to get a little success energy, and then it's going to be very spiritual. So you're kind of going to be bouncing back and forth from one to the other, alternating year after year here for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you set aside what you gained in the prosperous years so that you can cover yourself, you know, on the other years, you'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just a little bit of feedback. You're right on everything. You're right about the repetitive menial, what I call lame crap jobs. They're really, low pay food service type jobs and things like that. And that's what I have been having to do. And actually, I'm on my way to that job right now as we speak. You know, it's because there is no, you know, in the absence of career work, I've established, and I mean this really sadly but sincerely, I've landed in a second career, and that second career is hopping from one stupid job to the next, to the next, to the next. Jobs that 16-year-olds do, not people who are 59 years old. And so for me, it's never a question of what is my calling in life. It's that finding, I need someone to like give me an opportunity to open a door. I just lost a career job in September, so I'm still really depressed by that. But so that's where things are. And so I have oodles of free time right now, like way more than I want, because my stupid job is only 10 hours a week. And, you know, I have no desire to even be at that job. But if I'm not working, doing something, I am really a nutty person. I have to be productive. I am not a taker. I'm not an entitler. I cannot stand having to rely on anyone, especially with money. So I want to give you that feedback because the work situation, I cannot stress how tired I am of throwing my life away for these really stupid jobs, and the stuff that I should be doing just is elusive most of the time.
Let me throw these couple of little tidbits in, because a lot of people are facing those various, the same types of things as you. With it, when we go into these types of jobs like this, and you know it's not working, sometimes you have to become the purpose. You hold a lot of power because you can't be bought. You can't be bought by simple compliments. You can't be bought by money. And so it's not always about the money for you. It's really about being involved in something bigger. So you might want to even check around as far as donating, you know, a few hours with a humane society or whatever your thing is, you know, a garden club or whatever your thing is. And I have a feeling that when you're involved in that type of thing, the doors will open, and you do have the prosperity piece coming in, like I said, starting around your birthday. So 2017 is going to be a better year for you on that round. But this is the thing. When we get caught in those so-called everyday mundane routine things, you know, again, you could do some of the routine stuff if you were doing something that you felt like was having a bigger impact on this earth. So become the purpose, because you're in that situation somewhere to be a light and to help people realize, you know, it's about finding that happiness, even in what we consider the garbage.
Oh, I've sung that song for so long. At this point, I could actually copyright the lyrics. And I don't say that, and that is to say, it has been time to move on from that song for a long time. I don't need to be singing that effing song anymore, you know. So I guess I'll just keep plugging along like I do, and that's what I do, and maybe life will get better next year, and I hope so. I hope you're right. I really hope you're right. I turn 60 next year, and the end of my life has got to be better than the first half. That's all I can say.
It's coming for you, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
But definitely, you want to keep looking around. Like I said, even if it's volunteering 5 hours a week or whatever it is, you need something that is operating with a higher level of wisdom. You need to be around people who are intelligent or educated in some way, because you don't deal well with that non educated grouping of people.
Yeah.
You need to be doing something that allows your healing energy to come out. So those are very important things. So health,
yeah,
healing, and, you know, so I don't know, maybe there's even something, you know, around a university near you or something,
right,
that might be a possibility, because that's more where you need to be interacting.
Yeah. Oh, I know. So you're suggesting that washing dishes at a restaurant is not where my enlightenment lies.
It's not gonna do it for you. It's not resonating on a soulful level for you.
Right.
It's not a soulful purpose in your field.
Right. I was teasing with that. I just had to inject some humor in an otherwise very dark subject. So
we need humor in our lives. For sure, Allison.
I have to remind myself of that as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah.
Well, listen,
all right, well,
Allison,
thank you both very, very much. Very interesting. Pleasure to talk with both of you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Well, we are coming towards the end of the hour. Jessie Ann, I think probably we better just do one more call, and if we run a little over, that's fine, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, so folks, for those of you who don't get a chance to speak with Jessie Ann, her website is compassionatecodes.com, and I'd encourage you to contact her. And our lucky last caller of the night is Casildra. My apologies to the other people I've talked to and haven't talked to. It's just the way it goes. Best thing to do is to call in as soon as you can, which is 7:15. So here we go. Casildra, you're live.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Casildra. How do you spell your name?
It's spelled CASILDRA.
Okay. Great. And what are we going to look at for you tonight?
Oh, my question is about the settlement on a lawsuit from a car accident. I'm waiting. Well, my question is, do you see them paying out soon? And is it a reasonable amount?
Okay. What is your birthday, Casildra?
It is October 27, 1976.
Okay. You know, this is definitely a year for you where money is ready to enter. You know, is it going to be a large sum? That's kind of a it's kind of so-so. I don't know if I can say super large sum. I think it will be what is considered within reason. Maybe not quite as large as what you're looking for, but I feel like it will be within, what do you want to say, the statute of limitations or the, you know, the guidelines that they have to work with. So I do feel like that will be coming for you. And sensing a little bit of patience and just sensing some bumps or some delays in this part of the year, it's kind of like you're at a little bit of a standstill at the moment, but what will open that door to prosperity for you is going to be, it's kind of like a releasing phase for you. You know, you've got to kind of release a little bit. You've got to, one, tap into your healing energy. When you go into your healing energy, it's going to connect you with your soul self. When you do that, and you may even just want to, if you can afford to do so or are able to do so, take some sort of little trip. Because I keep getting, you need to take a journey. You need to take some sort of trip or journey and that can even be a day journey. You know, it doesn't have to be a big giant to do, but maybe some sort of journey, retreat, change of scenery type of thing. But I'm getting a lot of wisdom. You need to connect. You need to connect with your wisdom self. And that, when we say that, that is not just about necessarily having to learn something, but it's about taking, and this is the thing, many times when people have something going on like a lawsuit, they have something going on like they're not getting the money in that they need or things like that, they keep getting wrapped up in this. And I see this with health issues a lot too, where people keep focusing on their healing, but in the focusing on their healing, they're focusing on the disease. And so it creates a lot of stress and tension that makes it harder for that to come in. Well, when we step into our wise self, we let go of that. We stop putting our focus there, and we kind of say, okay, it's going to be taken care of. I'm going to take whatever steps I can take. Can I take any steps today? What do I need to do on this? But we don't sit and obsess and worry over it or, you know, wonder about all the time frames. We just know it's going to be taken care of. So that wisdom is, part of that wisdom self is stepping into our confidence that it's done, it's taken care of, it's going to be okay. And
beautiful.
When you do that, you generate luck, which means things like this that you're waiting on can come to you sooner. They can come to you in their fullest way.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Yes, that was very inspirational. Yes, yes. And peace and blessings to you both.
Thank you, Cassandra. To you, too.
You're welcome. You all have a good evening.
Do the same, please.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Jesse Ann, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to be. I can't even believe it's just flown by that quickly.
I know. I feel slightly guilty. There's one caller that hung in there. I will reach out to her for some other time. But I appreciate your time and your energy and your focus and all of the compassion that you gave to all the callers.
Oh, it's just a pleasure. I just love being on your show, David. And, you know, I just know that you're doing so much incredible work. And, you know, like everybody, you're going through your processes. I'm going through my processes. We have so much shifts and change in the air that are majorly transformational. And, you know, thank you for showing up every week among those shifts and challenges and transformations.
Well, you're welcome, and I do enjoy doing it. I feel a real soul calling to doing this radio show, and I'm blessed to have a lot of positive feedback, so I feel like I'm on the path.
I think you definitely are.
Well, thank you. Okay, folks, so once again we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.